I was born to be lonely. I am best so. If I admire my arms, my face, my shoulders, flanks, buttocks, against the yellow drawn shades.
Get her, get on the pants fire.
Who shall say I'm not the happy genius of my household? It's all, that's all there is. There ain't no more.
Oh, goodness. Got any better ones in here? Two kisses.
I wear your kiss like a feather laid upon my cheek while I walk the path where the river suggests. dirt off all the streets, rotting feet of fancy factories, whoops. Swans and boats and corks ride elastic waters. That ain't too swift a poem.
Between two sailing swans, a light stretches on waves as your cheek. That other kiss, my life, waiting for your life to speak. That was your sister, not me.
Well, a little joy from home thrown in.
Song for a man who's come through river.
I'm an eager to start again.
Song of a man who's come through river roses. Oh, goodness. The song of the three cherry trees.
Uh-oh, you know what that means.
The wild wicked man and his three cherry trees.
I say there's bound to be some good ones in here.
The night is freezing fast, Elsa.
Others, I'm not the first.
Into my heart an air bubble. What did it say?
Hello, Stephanie.
Lovers lying two and two, ask not whom they sleep beside. And the bridegroom, all night through, never turns him to the bride. Figure that one out.
He was frigid. Elsa, Stephanie's getting hair on top of her head.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Freeze.
Freeze who?
Freeze, the jolly good fellow.
Oh, goodness, that was on Rowan and Martin laughing today. Did you hear about the Aggie that's going to make a picture with Twiggy? They're going to call it Bony and Claude. Wasn't that funny?
Bony and Claude.
Huh?
Did you say Bony or Bonnie?
Bony. Oh. Wickle bottom. You got a fat daughter. She's a cutie pie. Yes, she is. That was Terry making funny noises with her tongue, in case you're wondering. To Stephanie, of course. Dear sweet, wonderful Elsa, this is Tuesday, March the 12th, and for a change, it's wonderfully sunny outside and bright, and oh, you just don't know how much better that makes me feel than when it's snowing or raining and it's gloomy, and it just makes you so depressed, and it's hard for you to find things to do to keep yourself occupied, and I don't know, you know what I mean. Today, your mother and Joe and Jewel came in about 11, and stayed and ate lunch with us, and they've just left. Joe had a dentist appointment at 1, and it's 1 o'clock right now, and Terry had to go to class, and your mother was going to go shopping while Joe and Jewel were in the dentist office. And I managed somehow or other this morning to get all my makeup on and to get my hair combed, and I think I probably wrote you Friday or Saturday after Malouk had fixed my hair. She fixed it real different. It's short in the back, but the sides are flipped up real high. And Terry took some pictures of me Saturday with Stephanie, so you'll be able to tell. But I think I'm going to let it grow out into a real, real short flip like I used to wear it, and see if I don't like that better for a change. And anyway, the mail came, and oh, wonderful, wonderful Elsa, I got two of the sweetest, sweetest letters from you today. The first one was to me, of course, a long letter, and then the other was the card that you sent to Stephanie on her second month birthday, and I just, Oh, I just think that was so sweet. Terry read it, and your mother, and Joe and Jewel, and they all just, oh, just really did think it was so, so sweet. And I just enjoyed it so much, you'll just never, ever know. And just first thing I'm going to do is put it in Stephanie's baby book. And I'm so glad that you sent it, and the things that you said to her were so wonderful. And, darling, I just know that in years to come, when she grows up older and is in her teenage years, that I can show that to her and that she will really then fully understand its meaning. And I just feel like that you and she are going to be so very close together, and that she'll know how much you truly and dearly love her. And she will just appreciate that small thing that you did by sending her this card and the letter that you wrote just to her. She'll just appreciate it so much in years to come. And as she gets older, she'll love you a little bit more and more for doing it. And I just don't think there's a more wonderful husband in the whole wide world. And I just hope you realize that. And your letter, darling, was one of the better. The past three letters that I've had from you, you've just sounded in such good spirits. And I really hope that you are. I feel like that you are. And I don't know, you just sounded a little more rested, and I know you've been working so hard. And about the letter writing, you know that I'm just going to complain and say you just don't listen to me. And I know it's hard for you to write, and when I write, griping to you because you haven't written, I'm not really griping. I don't know how to explain it. But I don't know, I just want to hear from you so badly, and my mind is so much more at ease when I do hear. And I hope you understand that it's concern and love for you the reason that I write to you, wanting you to write to me more often. And you have been a lot better here lately, and I appreciate that just very, very much. But when I say something to you about writing, I'm not downgrading you or telling you that I think that you don't love me anymore and all this, because I know that you could just not love me any more than what you do. And there's so much, such a bond between us, Elsa, that I think is so wonderful. And I just thank the Lord each day a little bit more for bringing us together and for giving us Stephanie, and for having a husband that respects and loves me so very much, and that we can communicate, and just on and on and on. And yes, I'm so very, very, very anxious for R&R to get here. And from today, we just have 46 more days. You said that on the back of your envelope in the letter that was mailed the 9th, you said 51 more days. And so either I'm off or you're off. I subtracted it maybe just a day or two, but I like to think of it from the 25th of April is when I hope to leave. And I wrote United Thursday, I guess, and I thought maybe by today I would get a letter from them, from, you know, there at Amarillo, but I haven't yet. But maybe I will sometime this week. And yes, just as soon as you get your orders, please get me copies as quickly as possible, because I can't get my military discount without the orders, because, you know, they have to keep a set of them, and I have to take them in person. I can't just send them, and have to show them my ID and all this crud. So I know that just as soon as you get yours, you'll get them right on to me. And I hope that you get yours before, right at the last. You know, they say, I think, that they're supposed to get them to you at least 20 days in advance. But half the time, it's not that far. Sometimes it is, and sometimes they don't get around to getting them to you until just the very deadline, nearly. But anyway, that's irrelevant. I'm not going to worry about that. I just wanted to finish this tape out and tell you that I hope that you enjoyed the other side of Stephanie and then of Terry and I last night cutting up and going on. And you may have to play it a time or two to understand what we're saying. But yes, darling, we get along just fine. And like I've said in the letter, I really think that what happened between the cat and us kind of cleared the air and drew us closer together. And we just have a lot of fun. I told Terry last night that I hope she had as much fun with me as I have with her. And she said, oh, she did, that She enjoyed having me so much, and I do her, and we get awfully corny at times, but we cut up and go on, and it makes the day a lot brighter, and we just enjoy being around each other. And like I've always said, if we can't sit down and discuss our differences, well, then something's terribly, terribly wrong. Bert said that Nova and Dub were supposed to come up this weekend, and she was wanting to know if I would come out Friday, and I told her, well, it might be Saturday, and she said, well, she didn't know whether they'd come Friday and go back Saturday or what, but I had written to Nova, so if I don't hear from her, well, I told Bert I'd call her Friday and evening and see if they were there, and if they were, I might go ahead and come on out then. But Stephanie kind of has a cold in her nose, and she's been coughing a little bit, and I gave her some aspirin this morning, and I kind of hate to take her out too much if she's not feeling real well, because I don't want her to get her cold worse. Looks like the tape's about to finish out, so I just want to finish by saying, darling, sweet, wonderful, adorable, most precious husband, I love you so much, and I just can't wait till R&R, and I get more and more and more excited every day, and Missy just misses you so much, and I'll sit down and write you a real, real long letter today. Goodbye, and I love you. Oh, I love you so, so much.